This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Climate change, health care, equal pay for women, trade, Afghanistan, immigration, and impeachment of President Trump are some of the issues debated between Democratic presidential candidates this Wednesday night in the U.S. state of Michigan. Like the first round of debates, frontrunner, former Vice President Joe Biden was a target. His voting record as a U.S. senator was called into question, and he was asked whether or not he regretted voting opposite policies that are most common to current Democratic platforms. It gets tougher to appear on the stage at the third debate 6 weeks from now. To qualify then, candidates must have 130,000 campaign contributors and at least 2% support in four polls. Only seven of this week's 20 debaters have already met the third debate criteria. A tally of House Democrats finds that nearly half now support an impeachment inquiry against President Trump. We get more from AP correspondent Jaggy Quinn.
Nearly half the Democrats in the House and one independent now say the impeachment effort should move forward against President Trump. But the Associated Press count of 115 lawmakers is far short of the 218-vote majority needed to pass most bills. Many view the August recess as a crucial time for lawmakers back in their districts to hear from voters on the issue.
And that is AP's Jaggy Quinn reporting. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo's in Thailand for the ASEAN summit that comes just hours after North Korea's latest ballistic missile test, the second launched by Pyongyang in less than a week. Pompeo will host a U.S.-ASEAN meeting Thursday, with his counterparts in Bangkok saying many of them share a vision for security, peace, and prosperity in the Indo-Pacific. He will also deliver a speech on U.S. economic engagement in the region. More at voanews.com.